No Ordinary Time by Doris Kearns Goodwin. About the book. This book presents a chronicle of a nation and its leaders during the period when modern America was created, presenting an aspect of American history that has never been fully told. Doris Kearns Goodwin writes a narrative account of how the United States of 1940, an isolationist country divided along class lines, still suffering the ravages of a decade-long depression and woefully unprepared for war, was unified by a common threat and by the extraordinary leadership of Franklin Roosevelt to become, only 5 years later, the preeminent economic and military power in the world. At the center of the country's transformation was the complex partnership of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. Franklin's main objective from the war's onset was victory, and he knew the war could not be won without focusing the energies of the American people and expanding his base of support, making his peace with conservative leaders, and gaining the cooperation of big business. Eleanor, meanwhile, felt the war would not be worth winning if the old order of things at home prevailed, and was often at odds with her husband in her efforts to preserve the gains of the New Deal and achieve reforms in civil rights, housing, and welfare programs. While Franklin manned the war room at the White House and held meetings with Winston Churchill, Joseph Stalin, Mackenzie King, and other world leaders to discuss strategy for the war abroad, Eleanor crisscrossed the country, visiting the American people, seeing how the war and policies her husband made in Washington affected them as individuals. Using diaries, interviews, and White House records of the president's and first lady's comings and goings, Goodwin paints a detailed, intimate portrait, not only of the daily conduct of the presidency during wartime, but of the Roosevelts themselves and their extraordinary constellation of friends. About the author. A one-time professor of government at Harvard University, Doris Kearns became a White House fellow, assisting Willer Wirtz. She came to the attention of President Lyndon Johnson when she co-wrote a very critical article on Johnson for the New Republic magazine. Several months later, when they met in person at the White House, Johnson asked her to work with him in the White House. He soon asked her to help write his memoirs. During and after Johnson's presidency, Kearns visited Johnson many times and, 3 years after his death, published her first book, Lyndon Johnson and the American Dream. She drew on the friendship and conversations with Johnson, supplemented by careful research and critical analysis, to present a picture of his accomplishments, failures, and motivations. She married Richard Goodwin in 1975. Her husband, an advisor to John and Robert Kennedy as well as a writer, helped her to gain access to people and papers for her story on the Kennedy family, begun in 1977 and finished 10 years later. This book, too, was acclaimed critically and was made into a television movie. In 1995, Doris Kearns Goodwin was awarded a Pulitzer Prize for her biography of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, No Ordinary Time. She then turned to writing a memoir of her own about growing up as a Brooklyn Dodgers fan, Wait Till Next Year. In 2005, Doris Kearns Goodwin published Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. When Barack Obama was selected as president in 2008, his selections for cabinet positions were reportedly influenced by his wanting to build a similar team of rivals. Doris Kearns Goodwin is a regular political commenter for television and radio. Book reviews from Library Journal. Goodwin, The Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys, here focuses upon the wartime White House, a small, intimate hotel frequented by Churchill, Harry Hopkins, Lorena Hickok, Missy LaHand, and other guests of the state and of the Roosevelts. Goodwin's eye for life's details catches Franklin's ongoing quarrel with the kitchen, the feel of the map room, Eleanor's unease at the cocktail hour, FDR's delight in this ritual, and many other scenes. Her portraits of ER and FDR are highly sympathetic, showing them heroically, but by no means flawlessly, leading an unwilling nation into the wartime effort that helped defeat the Axis and changed America unimaginably. Goodwin's narrative, based upon interviews and other primary research and deeply informed by the scholarship of others, will keep company with the best works in the vast Roosevelt canon and will absorb and delight a wide readership. From Book List. People often say they don't like to read history because it's so dry. They apparently have not read history the way Goodwin writes it. The subtitles set the order of importance here. First come the Roosevelts, the ever-cool, ever-charming Franklin and his conscience, Eleanor, set against the background of World War II as it was waged on the home front. By the time we finish this more than 800-page study, we feel as if we have been present during the events described, as if we have known the players. And what a group of players they were. Goodwin uses the setting of the home front quite literally, focusing on the White House itself, which was a veritable boarding house, home to an odd assortment of ducks, including the president's sickly, irreplaceable associate, Harry Hopkins, Hopkins' young daughter, Missy LeHand, FDR's secretary and confidant, who was desperately in love with her boss, and Lorena Hickok, a one-time journalist who was desperately in love with Eleanor, and those were just the regular rumors. The story could turn on that plot alone, but there was also a war going on, and Goodwin is as capable of deciphering world events as she is people. Though she never shies away from discussing battle strategy when appropriate, she always maintains her focus on how the war affected life over here. In this context, the evolution of social problems in the U.S., especially the treatment of minorities and women, shepherded by their patron saint, Eleanor, becomes a major theme in the book. In fact, readers gain a real understanding of the genesis of many of our current social ills. But always, Goodwin makes us see the big picture in terms of individual lives. Emerson once said, "There is no history, only biography." This book makes that quote a living, breathing reality. From Kirkus Reviews. A superb dual portrait of the 32nd president and his first lady, whose extraordinary partnership steered the nation through the perilous World War II years. In the period covered by this biography, 1940 through Franklin's death in 1949, FDR was elected to unprecedented third and fourth terms and nudged the country away from isolationism into war. It is by now a given that Eleanor was not only an indispensable advisor to this ebullient, masterful statesman, but a political force in her own right. More than most recent historians, however, Goodwin, the Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys, 1987, is uncommonly sensitive to their complex relationships' shifting undercurrents, which ranged from deep mutual respect to lingering alienation caused by FDR's infidelity. One element creating tension was tactical politics. FDR, seeing increased arms production as crucial to the war effort, sought to close the divide between businessmen and his administration, while Eleanor prodded him not to forget about labor, civil rights, and Jewish refugees. As grateful as he was to her for acting as his political eyes and ears, Franklin also could react testily to her unremitting lobbying at times when he desperately needed relief from the strains of running the war effort. Equally fascinating here are the often semi-permanent White House guests who filled the couple's untended needs. Their daughter and four sons, FDR alter ego Harry Hopkins, shaking off grave illness to go on critical diplomatic missions, Franklin's secretary Missy LeHand, prevented by a stroke from serving the man she loved, exiled Princess Martha of Norway, who gave Franklin the unqualified affection of which Eleanor was incapable, two of Eleanor's confidants, future biographer Joe Lash and the lesbian ex-journalist Lorena Hickok, and Winston Churchill. A moving drama of patchwork intimacy in the White House played out against the sweeping tableau of the nation rallying behind a great crusade.